Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Dale and Keith Show.
This is the worst Patriots offense since 2003. Yeah. Dominant run game.
2003, they won the Super Bowl.
You know, everyone thinks we suck.
Dale Arnold.
We're going to be world champs again, but this time of partying.
Oh, my God.
We are talking about getting L-I-T.
It's lit.
Rich Key.
Who is now the MVP of the NFL?
Your guy, Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson.
Oh, yes.
Dale and Keith, middays.
We have been hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray, run amok, and flat out deceived.
Crushed it. On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Stephen A. talking about the Gronk video?
Might have been.
Hoodwinked, bamboozled.
Hoodwinked, all that. The whole thing.
All of that stuff as he's messing with us.
It applies.
Hi, Steve.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Steve, how are you?
Can you actually be hoodwinked if you kind of knew the outcome already?
If you didn't get winked to begin with?
Yeah. If you don't go after the cheese, it's hard to get stuck in the trap.
Absolutely
right?
Correct. But the cheese was alluring, though.
The cheese was alluring.
It smelled good.
It did. That's a nice piece of cheese.
Yep.
It was nice, smelly cheese.
Yeah. I just brought this up with Greg and Danielle and Wiggy, and I'm serious now. A guy who's got as good a fan following as you could possibly have. I mean, he walks on water for football fans in these parts, and why wouldn't he? Isn't he kind of alienating some of his fan base with some of this stuff?
I would think that's absolutely the case.
I think you can get rid of the kinda.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he is.
And part of that is, and we were talking about this earlier, Rich, was that if the Patriots' offense was flying high and scoring points and no trouble in the red zone and things were good, that'd be easier for him to get away with this stuff. But the Patriots offense is struggling.
Right. You listen to Tom Brady Sunday night and Monday morning and Monday night, and you're saying, oh, man, he's not feeling very good. What would he need? What would he want? Rob Gronkowski.
That's it.
And he's kind of toying with everybody. And I think you're right. 99% of people thought that this was just going to be something like it was. But
I was close. I told you Sunday I thought it was going to be Gronk Cruise 2.
Right.
And it's kind of, it's like the landlocked Gronk Cruise 2.
It is. It's Gronk Beach.
It is.
It's Gronk Beach. So I thought maybe it would be WWE or another TV show or something like that. I don't think many people thought it was that. But the fact that he keeps doing this, and when you have an announcement for an announcement, That's a lot of things.
And there's leaks, and there's this.
And the people who care about Gronk the most are Patriots fans.
True.
In the world, I mean. People that would be the most interested in going to Gronk Beach are Patriots fans. And the people that he's screwing with the most by teasing these different things and always kind of leaving the door open a little bit are Patriots fans. And I don't know to what degree it could really blow up in his face. Like, what does he have? A couple million followers on Instagram and Twitter, I'm sure.
It's a lot.
Is all of a sudden that going to get cut in half?
No.
Unlikely.
No.
Right?
No.
Like, very unlikely. Or, you know, are people, you know, I would have gone to Gronk Beach, but the fact that you teased the comeback, I'm not going. Like, if you were going to go to Gronk Beach, something tells me you're still in on Gronk Beach.
Well, the organizers, first off, the organizers aren't dumb. I noticed that the actual Gronk Beach was one part of this whole thing. You know, Rick Ross, Dua Lipa, the Florida.
Yeah, they got these big national acts.
So
now
if you're in Baltimore and you're whoever the organizers are, they're hedging their bets. The Patriots are a decent bet to get to the Super Bowl. So's Baltimore, so's Seattle, so's Green Bay, so's Kansas City. You know, so they could easily do this with whomever from there, but they're not in Seattle or Baltimore. They're not pumping up, or San Francisco, they're not pumping up Gronk Beach. They're pumping up the party with Rick Ross and a host of others. So that's we're seeing the part of it that we're talking about because the Patriots' offense is struggling.
Yes.
If they weren't struggling, everybody would say, let me buy tickets right now. I'm going to Gronk Beach.
Yeah. So he hinted last night that the announcement wasn't going to be what you want. which we kind of knew anyway.
Who hinted last night?
Gronk.
Okay.
He sort of hinted, you know, when the big announcement came today at 9 o'clock, it wasn't going to be what you want or what you think.
I'm not sure if it's the news that you're expecting tomorrow, but I can tell you this. It's going to be fun, and it's going to be legendary. Camille?
It's going to be epic. You want to know why? Because I'm going to be there. See you there, baby.
Me too.
But were fans really expecting it? Were the majority of fans expecting him?
I think, well, Wiggy said was, there was enough of a carrot at the end of a stick that you, if you really hoped and prayed that
he was very hopeful.
Back.
Well, yeah, very hopeful.
I was at zero yesterday.
You were at zero. Dale's finally changed his tune. He thinks that Gronk's not coming back now. I never thought he was coming back.
And then he left a little hint in this video this morning, maybe next year.
Oh, but that carrot looks so much better because the Patriots' offense is struggling. And, and that's, and not for nothing, but people will feel a little bit used. People will feel like they were, you know, not a lot. I don't think a lot of people really thought it was going to be him coming back. But even so, if you're mad about, not mad, if you're worried about the Patriots' offense, this just could just piss you off more than anything.
I did have sort of a developing, I got like an opinion on Gronk that I wasn't sure, and I think it got fine-tuned after listening to the video. Can we listen to the video one more time? Let's listen to the video one more
time. It's so well acted.
I wonder if anybody feels, I don't know if this is too much, but I have a strong opinion on Gronk, and it really came into form after this video. There's three different Gronks, by the way, if you haven't seen it yet.
Yo, Gronk, what's up, my man? I've been working on the most genius game plan ever.
My ship?
Forget about that ship. I'm talking about the ship. Did I hear ship? Did someone say championship?
This again.
No. We are not talking about SBLIV. We are talking about getting LIT. That's right, buddy. Drink up. Sippy sip sip. Bro, you have so much left in the tank. We need you back on the field this season, fighting for another ring. We're going to be world champs again, but this time of partying. It's going to be the biggest rager Miami has ever seen.
Time out.
This is a bad game plan, bro. You're still in the prime of your partying career. Listen, this isn't just some club event. This is a festival centered around you. Featuring your favorite artists, amazing food, killer cocktails, Polynesian beach performers, and I even got the Wynn in Vegas to pop up an encore beach club VIP section. And we'll call it Grand Beach.
Relax, buddy. Woo.
Dancing, bikinis, partying. You belong back on the field, blocking, scoring, spiking with elite talent.
Don't worry. I already booked the best talent in the game.
That's not what I...
Wait, the lineup is already booked? Who are we talking?
You ever hear of Cascade, Diplo, Rick Ross, Flo Rida, DJ Carnage, and my boy Blau?
He knows me well.
Okay. Maybe we call an audible. But just for this year. You heard him. We're taking our talents to South Beach. Now named Grand Beach. It's going to be the wildest big game weekend party ever. Hands down, ever. You guys ready for the first Grand Beach party ever? Get your tickets now before they sell out. GrandBeach.com. See you there.
So, Dale, Steve, after careful consideration, I think I hate him. I think I hate Gronk.
He's gotten some people to that point.
Steve, I think
you
I hate
can't.
Him. I think he said, first of all, he quoted LeBron and he said, I'm taking my talents to South Beach. Don't do that. And I'm one of these people that I had there was 0% chance he was announcing a return, so I'm not even annoyed because it's a letdown.
Right.
I just think him keep teasing things, and then if it were to be this. And I can't imagine all that went into it. He's wearing three different outfits. He's doing this whole bit. It's also awkward. And
very.
I know I sound like I'm jealous or something, but isn't he very awkward when he's talking to the camera?
Jealous of us.
Like, I'm sure he's a great guy. I'm sure he's a lot of fun. I'm sure all his friends love him and everything else. But this, like the entertainment side of Gronk, I get uncomfortable watching him and listening to him do that. And for him to be all hyped up, but then still there is, like, to Wiggy's point, he's trying to dangle the carrot. one of the three
or
Gronks
next year.
Right, one of the three Gronks in the video is wearing football equipment. And it's like, oh, yeah, come on, you got to be back. He's like the angel on your shoulder. Like, come on, play football, play football. I can't stand him. I can't.
Okay.
I'm completely
done with
it.
What can win you back? If he does a real good appearance on wrestling?
Yes.
Suddenly, back in.
So back in if he does it. If he goes in, if he, no, you know, I just, he smashes a chair over somebody's back or something.
I don't know. And for a guy who was such an incredible football player,
yep.
And for every Sunday, you were so happy that he was on the team that you were rooting for.
Fun to watch, too.
Fun to watch. You're right. Such a fun player to watch. Like, his style, there's not many guys. There are pass-catching tight ends. There are blocking tight ends. But there's not many, if any, that have the combination that he does. But, man, talk about, I have no interest now in anything that he does going forward. None.
Part of the reason that I think we around here love the guy so much, in addition to, obviously, how great a football player he was, we know better than the rest of the country. Nobody did more for kids.
Oh,
nobody made
yeah,
more visits.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody went to more hospitals. Nobody went to more kids' homes and, who were sick.
And didn't tried to get publicity.
No, it was
for doing
the family,
it. He was doing it
usually,
all the time.
Right. And, yeah. And so we have an image of him that's different than the rest of the country, where the rest of the country just thinks he's a dope.
But I think, you know, like, but that's what now he's kind of projecting out, and he's doing more of like the frat guy Gronk thing, which I think a lot of people do like that aspect of him. And you're right. I'm saying, you know, behind the scenes Gronk, that's great. What a great guy.
Everybody loves.
But
to,
this,
what
yes.
he was
like, I don't care. Like, I don't care. So now he's gonna do. He might do another Gronk cruise at some point. Maybe he'll do another Gronk beach party if this one goes well.
Maybe he'll
do another TV show. Like, I don't care about his TV
show. Let's say what he won't do based on what we just watched. He's not going to become the next action movie star.
No.
I think it's very unlikely.
He is awful.
Yeah.
We're talking about getting L.I.T.
Yeah. Did Shime write that for him?
He might have.
Yeah.
He is awful.
Yeah,
I mean, we all love him and everything, but it's just, remember, that was the thing when he first retired. There were people out there saying he's going to make more money making movies.
Okay, but did you?
Yeah.
Did
Good
anybody
luck putting that at the head of a movie?
But did anybody that saw the movie Arnold's first movie, what Pumping Iron, that when he was actually competing?
Good point.
Did anybody think
that,
that
was the
he
documentary?
Was
gonna
be,
right,
he was also learning English at the time.
That's a good point. You're right.
Well, that might be
so
the same.
Wrong.
Right?
So wrong.
You think it's the same?
That's
no, right. Come on.
Stop that. Listen. More power to the guy. Make all the money you can in retirement, and good for you. And I'm happy for you in that. And I'm happy if he's enjoying it.
But for example, you
it's
know
just
that,
it's you're taking advantage of a fan base that is not going to respond kindly.
And it's right. It's the people that care about you the most are also the people that you're kind of messing with, right?
Yeah,
you're kind of teasing
right.
them the most. Somebody in Chicago knows that Gronk's a great football player, probably doesn't really care about him, or I know that they don't care about him as much as we do here.
Right, right.
And then when he's announcing that he's got a Gronk beach, like, okay, fine. Like, I don't think they really care that much. And, like, the announcement, the teaser, oh, is he coming back? They don't really care. They're worried about, you know, their Bears, or they're worried about whatever team they root for.
Dancing, bikinis, partying.
I'll play devil's advocate. What you just heard, that right there,
yes,
is aimed directly square at an 18 to 25-year-old male.
Yes.
And we're out of the demo. And
yeah, but still, I mean, they want to go party with Gronk. I guess that's fine. But I don't know. I mean,
newsflash, you're not going to be hanging with Gronk. Newsflash.
Yeah, I have a feeling just that you may not be.
Just to let you know.
You'll see him, maybe.
Yeah.
He'll be on stage.
And I'm sure it'll be fun. I'm sure you'll have a good time.
But like,
if
even
that's
for you guys, so when he announced that he's going to be in that CBS show with Keegan-Michael Key and Venus Williams and a couple other comedians, if that was on tonight at 8 o'clock, let's say the Bruins weren't playing, if that was on at 8 o'clock, would you watch it?
I would probably tune it in for literally 5 minutes, and then
okay.
I have a feeling I would tune it back.
See, that's
out.
5 more minutes than I would. I just have no interest. And maybe you find out, maybe somebody, a friend of yours watches it and said, oh, it was hilarious, you got to check it out. Maybe I would. But, like, to me, and I'm a diehard Patriots fan, I don't have the, I got to see him in this. Or, like, if he popped up in a movie, I'm not going opening night to see Gronk. I'm not.
I might watch it the way I slow down for a car wreck. You know, I might watch, tune
it
in.
It could have
like,
some of that.
And one of those ones where you get your eyes half hidden and you're opening your fingers just to like, did I just hear that? I think you hit it on the head there, Rich, too, and both guys mentioned it. You're taking advantage of, not taking advantage, you're somewhat abusing your most loyal fans, you know, by not just teasing it beforehand, teasing it within the message itself. you're teasing the possibility of coming back next year or whatever. Yeah, right. You know, it,
but just for this year.
Yeah, you know,
like, come on.
I know.
But listen, again, like, when I take it back, of course, I'm not going to sit here and say, no, I'm up here. And like, you stop it. You're messing with us. You can never come back. If he wanted to play next year, great. But it doesn't mean this part isn't annoying.
No, absolutely. Agreed. And it's, I don't think it's going to be a big hit on his popularity here, but there's going to be a number of people that are like, all right, that's enough. I don't need to listen to this anymore.
He's playing it both ways. He sits in here with Greg Hill and those guys and says, no, I'm not coming back. No. And then he teases that, well, you know, you don't know. Maybe,
I think,
maybe next year.
So what I really think, and I've been consistent with this, even though he's had some different messages in here, but I think they're all about the same. I think the reality is no chance, not coming back. And that's when he's being the most honest. But because he has so many different things going on, you are more relevant if there's the idea of maybe coming back. I think any former player
if he doesn't have an NFL connection, how relevant is he in the real world?
It's really tough.
Well, I'll tell you how. First, you look at a guy like Michael Strahan. Michael Strahan moved in and did things in a different way. He didn't rely on the idea of being a New York Giants icon he worked diligently at producing things outside of that.
Not a ton of those examples, right?
No, I mean,
there are some guys who have stayed close to the game, and even then, they sort of use the, like, Tony Romo is still well known and popular. You hear him every Sunday.
Peyton Manning,
but he's doing the games.
And Gronk's connection to Fox is so tenuous.
It's loose. Yes. Yeah, it's loose. And I mean, there's a lot of
he's
guys
there this
that are,
week for a couple minutes. He's not there next week,
right? Like guys, for example, that work at the NFL Network. You know, they're more, you know, in the mainstream than a lot of guys who retired, but still not to the level that, you know, you really think of like a movie star or like a major celebrity. Like, they're still famous within football fans, you know, but if Gronk's trying to get into movies and TV and all this other stuff, that is a little bit different.
The sports angle, you know, the Fox thing, he's not jumping in. He's not making the commitment the way we saw guys like Teddy Bruschi and Willie McGinnis and Rodney Harrison do. He's like, well, I'll come for a few minutes this week.
Yeah, and it's the pregame shows where there's 100 guys and they have all these different segments and you aren't even really sure when he's on or whatever, but, you know, he's still doing that. But because he is a young guy, there is always the, well, could he come back? Could he come back? Mm-hmm. And that just keeps people, there's a little bit of a buzz around you, and that's a good thing.
Which is amplified by the struggles that the offense is having.
Yeah, I think that's
absolutely
a good point.
Amplified.
I think the fact that they miss him, and, you know, besides a couple of nice catches by Ben Watson on Sunday, the tight end position has been brutal. So not only is the offense bad, but you didn't replace the tight end by any stretch.
Well, think about the discussion for the last few weeks. It has been centered around basically a couple of rookies coming back to save this offense. N'Keal Harry and a guy who's only played six quarters of football and Isaiah Wynn.
Right.
And will they make this team better? I believe they will. But that's how desperate this and it's not, again, we understand 9-1, but the bar has been set higher for the New England Patriots. Whether you agree with it or not, the fact is that the expectations for the Patriots are a championship. Yeah. And when you look at the offense, the way it's been playing, you're like, that doesn't feel like championship offense. So now the Patriots fans and we look at it and say, okay, well, Isaiah Wynn's going to cure that. Well, okay, let's hope he does. I think it'll be an upgrade. Okay, N'Keal Harry. Okay, well, all right, he got in this past week. All right, let's see how that works out. But people think that now they look at that and say, well, there's the answer, Gronk. And then they bite like a fish on this one.
Yesterday when we got off the air, I posted a Twitter poll. I've just retweeted it because we've got 4 hours left on it. And I wrote, the Patriots' offensive problems are primarily because of, and your four options were quarterback, running backs, receivers, I lumped wide receivers and tight ends together, or offensive line. And if you think that, you know, whichever of those four, and I'm not saying they're probably all involved, but I said primarily. 83% of the 1,600 people so far have said offensive line. Second most is quarterback at 8%. Third most is receivers at 7%. And then running backs at 2%. So even if you think the Patriots have got offensive problems, to your point, Steve, you're not even really blaming the receivers at this point.
I would think, I mean, offensive line, I think, is definitely the one that has been the most frustrating, and part of that is due to injury. I mean, two of the guys are out due to injury. Sony Michel has been far more disappointing than the receivers have, in my mind.
Well, you can also throw into the, if you, again, cross over to a lot of positions, are you counting the offensive line for their blocking? So now does that include Devlin? Does that include the tight ends? You know, that's all part of the running game and the pass protection game. So I don't know if, I guess if you talk the overall core receivers that include the tight ends, that could be an issue, but I'm not convinced that that Tom Brady has fallen off the cliff.
Well, to quote Roger Daltrey, won't get fooled again. That was his last tug at the troll apple for me.
All right.
Because I will never believe him again. If he you know, gives a, hey, big announcement coming up, I will automatically assume.
Until he's on the field and catching passes.
Okay, what if the Patriots lose to the Cowboys,
oh boy,
and you have 6 days to count down, and they just can't move the ball offensively. Defense looks fine.
He has until
game,
the 30th.
And you have, what, 6 days after the Cowboys game?
Yeah, Cowboys.
Not doing it.
You're not going to.
Not anymore.
Rob,
all right, Dell's out.
He's
out. You can't pull him back in.
On
he's
Sunday
out.
Night.
Nope, he's out.
Big announcement. Patriots fans, you're going to love this one.
Nope.
Coming tomorrow morning.
I don't believe him
again.
He's
not doing
live from Gillette Stadium.
He has completely right? obliterated his credibility with that.
Come meet me, Route 1, Foxborough. You know where.
I think you kind of hate him like I do.
Again.
Big announcement.
I think you'll hate him.
Get fooled again. We'll see what you guys think. It's 617-779-7937. Willie McGinnis will join us at the top of the hour. It's Dale and Keith. The Aussies in the house.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.